This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado-based Ball Corporation says it's no longer comfortable doing business in Russia, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The company plans to close its three aluminum can factories in Russia. Together, the plants produce about 4% of Ball's global can supply. The Broomfield-based company said in a statement that it would comply with all U.S. sanctions as it looks to sell off its Russian assets. Just 1 month in, the country's invasion of Ukraine has already driven out 4 million refugees and killed thousands of people. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Douglas County School Board voted 5-1 last night to approve the contract for the new superintendent, Aaron Kane. A swing vote came from board member Elizabeth Hansen. She's been at odds with members of the board's new conservative majority, and she voted against firing the previous superintendent. But now Hansen says she sees a good opportunity for the board and the district.
I actually had the opportunity to meet with Ms. Kane last week. We sat down for almost 3 hours. We laughed, we cried.
Between the board's two other minority members, Susan Meeks was the lone no vote, and David Ray declined to attend the meeting in protest. As spring ramps up, black bears are starting to emerge from their winter hibernation. Corey Adler with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people living near wildlands should start preparing for hungry bears now.
As soon as bears get out, they're looking for food, and one of their prime targets are bird feeders, because bird seed is just full of calories and fat, so they will eat every bit of bird seed they can.
Adler also suggests keeping barbecue grills clean and properly securing trash in bear-resistant containers. This is CPR News and KRCC.